From London, BBC Caribbean Report. Lester Bird pleads with the Antiguan Parliament to change the country's downward spiral. A Canadian MP's visit to Trinidad leaves him in hot water back in Ottawa. And nature cleans up the St. Martin oil slick. I'm Leslie Goff, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Antigua's Deputy Prime Minister, Lester Bird, leader of the government rebellion against the leadership of his father, Prime Minister V.C. Bird, this morning delivered an emotional speech in Parliament. In his presentation, Lester Bird broke down in tears as he outlined his reasons for calling on his father to retire. And he denied suggestions that the entire crisis was caused by a family fight which had spilled over into the political arena.
What this is a cri de coeur, a cry from the heart. Asking the Prime Minister and the people of this country and my colleagues to let us come to terms with the reality of where we are. This is not a question of Bea Bird against Lester Bird. I will not get involved in that. Albeit, I don't come here with no unctuous self-righteousness that I'm the purest person in terms of government. We all have made mistakes. But the true essence of a man is knowing when you've made mistakes and your willingness and desire to do something about it.
Mr. Bird said he rejected last week's feeble attempt by the Prime Minister to present a budget, which amounted to a series of headlines in a 19-minute ramble. And he said the sight of his father, unable to present the budget in its correct legal form, had caused him great concern.
And I didn't just see a Prime Minister there like some of my colleagues. I saw my father. No one would like to see their father be made a laughing stock. And that is the reality. Every single one of them feels that way. That is why some of them signed the letter. And let me further say this. Any of you who signed a letter on a matter of this importance, and then you just willingly, because you're intimidated, withdraw your signature, you're not serious about government and the position which you hold.
Lester Bird warning the six MPs who joined him in the written request for the Prime Minister's retirement by today to stand firm. Two of those MPs spoke afterwards and indicated continuing support for the Deputy Prime Minister's position. Parliament broke for a recess early in the afternoon. We were due to speak with Lester Bird, but shortly before the appointed hour, he rushed back to Parliament amidst rumours that the Prime Minister would attempt to have the budget passed in his absence. Whether or not the budget is passed or rejected this evening, it appears that Antigua will have a new cabinet tomorrow, and it's likely that the Prime Minister's disgraced son, Vera Bird Jr., who was forced out of the cabinet after the arms scandal, will be in this new cabinet. In Suriname, preparations are going well for the May 25th elections. The interim government, which was installed after the military coup last Christmas, has launched a nationwide campaign calling upon all those entitled to vote to register to do so. We have this report from Chandra van Binnendijk in Paramaribo.
Tomorrow is the last day for register control, but so far the turnout of voters has been very disappointing. Up to yesterday, only 10% of the more than 200,000 potential voters have made use of this opportunity. This low attendance points at a great lack of interest in the coming elections. Surinamese voters seem not very motivated where politics in their country is concerned. This is in sharp contrast to the last elections 3 years ago that saw an unprecedented voters turnout of some 92%. One factor explaining the present lack of interest is the population's deep disappointment in the performance of the former government that it brought to power with a landslide victory. In spite of this massive support, the elected government could not prove its promises for improvement, and discontent with its ill performance grew rapidly. Next to disappointment in what the last elected government has done, or rather has not done, it is clear that Surinamese have little hope for democracy, since the military continue to maintain their influence on the political scene, as the Christmas Eve coup last year proved. In this morning's editorial, the leading newspaper here, De Ware Tijd, expressed its concern for the lack of interest that voters have shown concerning the coming elections. The paper stressed that a low attendance at the ballot boxes will result in a painful loss for the chances to restore democracy in the country. Chandra van Binnendijk in Paramaribo for BBC Caribbean Report.
The oil slick, which this week hit beach locations in St. Martin and St. Barts, and it also threatened Anguilla and Nevis, has practically disappeared, due not so much to efforts of the authorities as to nature. This report from Eddie Williams in St. Martin.
Beachfront hotels maintained a constant cleaning operation to prevent residues of oil piling up. Several tourists, local residents, and boat owners have pointed out that patches of oil are still in coastal waters.
We are not letting our guard down. We are looking at the weather situations very, very careful. Any adverse change, and we might be in somewhat of a problem again. At this time, we have established contact with many agencies that in the event the weather conditions may vary, we know where to look for expertise.
Experts from the International Maritime Organization, Shell,